Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the things you can do there. Thousands of archives of past shows. If there's a topic on your mind, you should be able to find an archive and or an article that either I have written or one of my Brain Trust members have written in the articles and some archive of a past show that we've done that would probably touch on the topic that you've got on your mind, whether it be sales or marketing or branding or hiring or firing or buying or selling or whatever it might be, maybe even exporting. And not maybe, but absolutely. If you're thinking about exporting, if you'd like to know more about exporting, doing business overseas to sort of add some new opportunities to your market penetration, we've got quite a bit on there, including interviews that we've done, like the one we're about to do with our good friend Jim Morrison. Jim is the president of the Small Business Exporters Association, and he's our good friend. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, and especially to talk about the topic that you want to talk about, Jim. As you know, I encourage small business owners all the time to, and have been now for a long time, to get smarter about exporting, to learn more about exporting, to actually find out what it takes to do to be an exporter, to do some of it, because it's a whole new world of opportunity out there. And the truth is, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's never been easier to export than it is now.
It's a great time to export right now because U.S. products are very much in demand around the world, as well as the after-sale services that U.S. companies typically offer. That's one of the reasons why our products are popular around the world, is that the U.S. typically and historically has backed up its products after the sale, and countries are beginning to notice that, and that means a lot.
Right.
And that even allows us to charge a little bit of a premium for what we sell. But we are, as many people might not be aware, the greatest exporting country in the world, and export more than any other country.
But you know, if you listen to some of the detractors, some of our detractors, and most of them are who are Americans, unfortunately, Jim, you would think that it was going the other way. And of course, we do have a trade deficit.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in one sense, it is going the other way. We have a trade deficit. It's about $800 billion, and part of this maybe is a little patriotic. That you might be able to help out with that. But as a result of that, the U.S. government, which is sometimes a little slow on the uptake, has figured out that we're going to have to do more on this. There's only two ways to correct that deficit. You can either suppress imports, and that's going to hurt our standard of living, or you can push exports harder. And I think government is finally realizing that we're going to have to push exports harder.
Well, see, that's what is troubling me now about some of the legislation that I'm seeing in Washington and hearing about, and you know about it, Jim, and that is some of the people who are, they're sounding an awful lot like the Republicans were back in the 1930s when they passed the Smoot-Hawley tariff bill, which basically threw us into a depression. And
yeah.
I'm hearing those kinds of noises. Are you?
I hear them, too.
Protectionist noises.
I think it's right. I mean, people are talking about increasing tariffs on things and various barriers to foreign products coming in. I deal with that every day. I'm dealing with it now on one particular bill that we're working on.
Those are opportunity killers. Those the people who encourage tariffs, who don't get the free trade issue, the free trade opportunity, to me, are not living in the 21st century.
Well, you know, even 200 years ago, Adam Smith said the benefits of free trade are widely dispersed and the harms are highly concentrated.
Right, exactly.
But the people who experience the harms are the one who speaks the loudest.
That's right.
But they don't speak for most people. That's the thing we have to remember. And in the end, they're going to benefit, too, because lower prices for commodities in this country mean that everybody's got more money in their pocket. And we can offset these, I think, strongly by exporting better. And now, as I say, you've got the U.S. Export Assistance Centers in over 100 cities
right.
that are ready to help companies. Just walk in the door and ask them, and they will help you.
I think there's something like 120 or 30 of those around the country. We've had Doug Barry and others on, Jim, from the Commerce Department, the U.S. Commercial Services Department from export.gov and those folks, and they've talked about those offices, and they're just it's just a great opportunity there, isn't there?
There sure is. And, you know, most SBA offices, which are also all over the country, offer lessons in exporting if you want to kind of learn it from the basics. You've got SBA, which also has these working capital loans.
Right. Absolutely. Jim, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to get Jim to talk to us some more about what some of the opportunities that are out there and some of the impediments to exporting that he works on. And we're going to do that right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Morrison is our guest.
And he makes it fast. One more thing.
Here forever. Welcome back.
Another illusion. I chose to.
17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jim Morrison, the president of the Small Business Exporters Association in our nation's capital. And Jim and his organization does a great job of getting the word out about to you, people like you and me, about what we can do to export and also to support small businesses on Capitol Hill to make sure that that some of the laws that are passed aren't harmful to us. And Jim, what are some things that are going on that you're seeing in Washington today that that we need to know about?
Well, I'll tell you, on the positive side, this is the time, it happens once every 4 years, that the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. is rechartered, and that is a government agency.
Ex-Im Bank.
And, yes, and it provides financing for buyers of U.S. goods. If you find a customer overseas who needs financing, you can do that through the U.S. Export-Import Bank. Well, we're rechartering them right now, and it looks like we're going to have an entire division devoted to small business by the time this process is over.
Wow, that's great.
Help me
identify those folks, and we'll get them on the show.
Yeah, I think it's going to be terrific. It's really going to be a big help.
Tell us how that would work. Tell us what. Give us an idea about why a small business should care about a small business division in Ex-Im Bank.
It means there's a focus on small business as opposed to people doing this kind of in their spare time in between the deals with the larger companies, that there'll be a whole cadre of people who focus on nothing but helping out small companies that need help with export financing.
Now, talk to us about what export financing looks like.
Well, somebody who has an exporter doesn't think about this very much, but my experience is that once they get into it, they think about it a lot. If your buyer can't afford to buy with cash what you have to sell, you're going to have to finance that buyer.
Right.
And that's easy to do in this
country. And that creates a problem. That creates a challenge for American small businesses who want to export.
Yeah, and he may say, well, you know, I could get this from so-and-so, and they'd give me, you know, a year and a half or 2 years to pay for it. And it's hard to do that from here. So you usually need some help with it because most banks won't handle that here.
Well, that's the kind of a conversation that makes America's small businesses say, you know what, I can't afford that. I can't be your bank.
Right. Exactly. But I sure would like to sell this stuff to you. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the SBA or the Export-Import Bank, they will help you do this. That's what they're there for. Congress told them to help out in situations like this. You know, we've been working with them to make their products better for small business and to make their salespeople a little more aggressive in finding us and working with us. And one of the things that's come out of that is that the Ex-Im Bank, I believe, in a few months' time, when Congress finishes up this reauthorization, is going to have an entire division devoted nothing but helping smaller companies do this. And that's going to be a huge benefit, I think.
So
we've seen in other situations where they set up a small business division how much difference it's made. It made for the Canadians when they did this, and it made here in this country with the another agency called the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which helps companies that want to set up sales offices overseas and warehouses. It's made a huge difference with them that they had this special small business division. So we're hoping to get that in at the Ex-Im Bank.
Now, when that happens, do you think there will be some coordination between the Commerce Department and Ex-Im Bank to help small businesses?
Yeah, I think there'll be more of that. We're pushing for that, too. We'd like to get the Ex-Im Bank people out into more of the U.S. export assistance centers than they are now. And I hope that happens. We're also asking Congress to look into that a little more.
You know, Jim, my favorite small business exporting story is a little Tennessee company that makes salsa. And their first place they exported salsa was to Mexico. Isn't that a great story?
It just shows what you can do.
A Tennessee company sold salsa to supermarkets in Mexico.
That's, you know, that's refrigerators to Eskimo.
Exactly. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. That's an amazing story and a good story. But it just shows if you're creative and you work with these people. The reason that it's that small companies put up with this, even though it's a little bit harder than domestic sales when you're starting, is the margins are better. And that's the best-kept secret. But once you get into it, you're going to find that out. You're going to make more money at this.
Right. Well, and so many small businesses are trying to find a way to add 10, 20% growth to their business.
That's right.
And this is a way to do it pretty quickly. And, you know, in some ways, it's not as high maintenance as local businesses.
It isn't. And I'll tell you something else, another good secret about it not many people realize. Foreign countries are on different business cycles than ours. When business is down here, it's up over there.
That's an excellent point.
And vice versa. So this is a cushion for your business. People stop buying here, you start selling more abroad. It goes down over there, you sell more here.
I know a company that just sort of worked out this way, that and this was not an annual cycle. This was just a sort of a decade cycle. Over a period of 10 years, it just worked out that his international business literally kept him alive in some of the years that his U.S. business was down for whatever reason, that his industry in the United States was not doing so great. And literally, if it hadn't been for his export business, which he just sort of, you know, stumbled into, he wouldn't even be in business anymore.
I've heard lots of stories like that. There are people on my board of directors who have that same story, that would not be in business today,
right,
because they were in such a jam if they hadn't started exporting.
Absolutely. Jim, give us your website, please.
www.sbea.org.
SBEA.org. And we're going to take a quick break, Jim, when we come back.
And I will mention you can download a brochure and a membership application off the front page of that website.
That's where I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit more about SBEA. I want you to tell us a little bit more about why people should go to your website. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about exporting with our good friend Jim Morrison right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Morrison, longtime member of our Brain Trust. And a very important person in your future. He's the president of Small Business Exporters Association, SBEA.org is the website, Small Business Exporters Association. And Jim, tell us what's in store for people who become a member of your organization.
Well, we offer three kinds of benefits, I think, to members. The first one is political advocacy in Washington, and we've talked about that a little bit. We fight for the interests of smaller exporters, not only all of them in general, but individual companies. When they come to us and say, can you help me with this, we try to. The second thing is that we have networking opportunities. We put on events. We had one in Los Angeles recently on global supply chains and how small companies can get into those and use that as an indirect method of exporting. And we put on these events from time to time around the country in different places, and that's a good place for exporters to meet one another.
What have you got some events coming up that you want to tell us about?
We will be having our annual meeting in the fall in Washington, D.C., and
right.
We hope that people will show up for that. That'll be in September. I think we'll be probably having another event in Florida shortly after that.
Right.
Well, we're looking at some events in the Midwest, but I don't have those nailed down yet, so I can't really say any more.
Well, you'll have to join us, I know you will, between now and then, and tell us more about that. Jim, what would you, if you had, you've got a lot of small businesses listening to you.
The third thing I'll say before I get off here is that we also offer money-saving benefits because we know what exporters need to buy to export, and we try to get group rates on all those things.
All right. What would you say to small business owners right now who've never exported? What would you say to them about the first step to take?
If you have never exported, the first step to take, I would say, is to go down to SBA office and try to sign up for an exporting course, or else go to the local international trade club, and most larger cities have one, get to know some other exporters, talk to them, and begin to learn the ropes through people like that.
Everything you said I like a lot, but one thing I'd like to encourage people to do, and that is one of the things you said, find a friend, find someone locally, make them a friend if they're not already, who already is exporting. Talk to your Chamber of Commerce president and say, okay, who do you know who's a small business owner who's doing exporting? And take that person to lunch and just say, look, I'd like to begin the process of getting educated about exporting and maybe even importing. And pick their brain, buy them lunch, you pay for lunch, and say, you know, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly? What have you learned? What do you think about that, Jim?
I think that's great. I think that's exactly right. You can't do any better than to learn from your peers, especially if it's somebody who's smart and articulate and knows how to talk
and willing to share and willing to share with you.
Right. That's one of the reasons that we stress networking so much inside SBEA, because that's how people really make the contacts and in many cases make the deals.
Where would you say if somebody says, okay, you know, I'm a little bit beyond that. I've already bought that lunch. I've already been to the SBA. I've already talked to the U.S. Commercial Services, and so I'm a little farther along now. Jim, you got any thoughts on where would be a likely opportunity? Should we be looking at the British Isles, Ireland? Should we be looking at, you know, at India, South America?
To some extent, it depends on what you want to sell. Different countries are better markets for different goods and services. But, you know, I would say if, for example, you're selling capital equipment, I would look to Latin America and maybe the Middle East for that, including India.
What about consumer goods?
Consumer goods, I'd say really good markets for those right now include Eastern and Central Europe, Russia, India, even sub-Saharan Africa.
Well, and what about back to this financing thing? We only got about 30 seconds. When do you think the Ex-Im Bank is going to be approved? When do you think the small business section is going to be part of the Ex-Im Bank?
Ex-Im is open for business for small business right now. They will help you right now, but I think they'll have a much stronger focus on that and a much greater emphasis on that in the fall.
So over the next, sometime in 2006 probably.
Yes.
Give us your website again, Jim.
www.sbea.org.
Jim, thank you for all you do for small business, especially when they're exporting. We appreciate your time and all that you do for us.
Thank you very much, Jim, for your show.
Thanks. Jim Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. James W. Morrison, president of the Small Business Exporters Association. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.